Lesson 28. We are witnesses. Acts chapters 1-5. Purpose: to remind class members of their responsibility to be witnesses of Jesus Christ and to help them see how the gift of the Holy Ghost helps them do so. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Acts chapter 1. After ministering among his disciples for 40 days, the resurrected Lord ascends into heaven. Matthias is chosen to fill the vacancy left by Judas in the quorum of the 12 apostles. B. Acts chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, the apostles were filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in many languages. Many who hear them are converted. C. Acts chapters 3-4. Peter and John heal a lame man and testify that the man was healed by the power of Jesus Christ. The apostles pray for and receive great power through the Holy Ghost. D. Acts chapter 5, verses 12-42. The apostles continue to preach and heal with great power. They are arrested and jailed but are released from prison by an angel. They declare to the chief priests that they obey God rather than men. Gamaliel counsels the Pharisees not to kill the apostles. 2. Additional reading. Mark chapter 16, verses 19-20. Luke chapter 24, verses 49-53. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 21-25. 3. If the picture, the Ascension of Jesus, item number 62497, Gospel Art Picture Kit 236 is available, use it during the lesson. 4. If you use the attention activity, arrange to have two people come into the classroom before class starts, while class members are settling down. If possible, these should be people who do not normally attend your class. Have them enter the room, do something briefly, for example, speak with you or carry something into the room, and then leave. They should not speak to class members or call attention to themselves. 5. Suggestion for teaching. Teachers must testify that what they teach is true. Testify of Jesus Christ and His gospel whenever the Spirit prompts you, not just at the end of the lesson. Bearing testimony brings power to your teaching. See Teaching No Greater Call, item number 36123, pages 10 and 43-44. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members if they noticed the two people who entered the room and then left before class began. See the preparation section. If any class members noticed, have them tell what they observed about the people, such as who they were, what they were wearing, and what they did. Point out that class members who saw these visitors are witnesses. If no one noticed the visitors, tell what they did and explain that you are a witness. A person who sees or experiences an event and tells others about it is a witness. Ask any class members who did not see the visitors. Do you believe what these witnesses have told you? Why or why not? Explain that today's lesson is about the early apostles, who were witnesses of the resurrected Jesus Christ. When they testified of Him, many people believed them and were baptized into the church. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, emphasize the faith and power with which the apostles testified of the resurrected Lord. Discuss with class members how they too can be witnesses of Jesus Christ. Explain that the book of Acts is Luke's account of important events in the church during the 30 years or so following Jesus Christ's mortal life. Luke tells of the resurrected Lord's 40-day ministry and His ascension. He then describes the great spiritual outpouring on the day of Pentecost. Peter's leadership of the church, the apostles' early missionary efforts, and Paul's dramatic conversion. The second half of the book focuses on Paul's missionary labors among the Gentiles. 1. The Lord ascends into heaven. Matthias is called to be an apostle. Discuss Acts chapter 1. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Display the picture of the ascension. After Jesus was resurrected, he stayed with his disciples for 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Just before he returned to his Father in heaven, what did he promise his apostles they would soon receive? See Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. See also Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Point out that although the apostles had experienced manifestations of the Holy Ghost, they had not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost. What did Jesus tell the apostles they were to do after they received the gift of the Holy Ghost? See Acts chapter 1, verse 8. How does this instruction compare with the responsibility given to apostles today? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 23 and 35. How did the apostles fulfill this responsibility in the time just after Jesus' resurrection? Note, for example, some of the powerful testifying recorded in Acts chapters 2 through 5. How are the apostles fulfilling this responsibility today? How did the gift of the Holy Ghost help the apostles in the responsibility to be witnesses of Jesus Christ? See John chapter 15, verses 26 through 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. What is the role of the Holy Ghost in our efforts to teach the gospel? See 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 1, Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 14. As the apostles watched Jesus ascend into heaven, two men in white stood nearby. What did these men tell the apostles? See Acts chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. Testify that the second coming of Christ will be a literal event. Christ will return to the earth to usher in the millennium and rule over the earth. After the Lord's ascension, a new apostle was chosen to fill the vacancy in the quorum left by Judas. How was Matthias chosen as the new apostle? See Acts chapter 1, verses 21 through 26. How are apostles and other church leaders chosen today? See the fifth article of faith. 2. On the day of Pentecost, the apostles were filled with the Holy Ghost. Read and discuss selected verses from Acts chapter 2. Explain that the Feast of Pentecost was a harvest celebration held 50 days after the Feast of the Passover. Jews from many nations came to Jerusalem for this feast. See Bible Dictionary, Feasts, page 673. What significant event occurred on the day of Pentecost, 1 week after the Savior's ascension? See Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Point out how this fulfilled the Lord's promises in John chapter 14, verse 26, and chapter 15, verse 26, and John chapter 16, verses 7 through 14, and in Acts chapter 1, verse 5. What did the apostles do when they received the Holy Ghost? See Acts chapter 2, verse 4. How did the people react when they heard the apostles speaking in various languages? See Acts chapter 2, verses 5 through 13. How is the preaching of the gospel today similar to the preaching on the day of Pentecost? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 11, section 100, verses 5 through 8. How did Peter respond to those who mocked the apostles for speaking in tongues? Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 24, and verse 36. What impresses you about Peter's response? Why is it important to have a testimony of Jesus Christ and His divine mission? Why is it important for us to share our testimonies with others? How can the Holy Ghost help us share our testimonies? How did Peter's testimony affect those who heard it? See Acts chapter 2, verse 37. What did Peter teach the people who believed his testimony? See Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Have class members compare Acts chapter 2, verse 38 to the fourth article of faith, and 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 19 through 20. Point out that the basic principles and ordinances of the gospel are the same in all dispensations. About 3,000 people believed Peter's words and were baptized. How did these people demonstrate that they had been converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ? See Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. List class members' responses on the chalkboard. What can we learn from their example? 3. Peter and John heal a lame man by the power of Jesus Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from Acts chapters 3 through 4. You may want to have a class member read Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 11 aloud. Even though Peter and John had no money to give to the lame man at the gate of the temple, what did they have to offer him? By what power was the man made whole? See Acts chapter 3, verses 6, 12 through 13, and verse 16. Acts chapter 4, verse 10. How have you felt the healing power of Jesus Christ in your life? Peter used this miracle as an opportunity to testify of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 26. Chapter 4, verses 5 through 12. What opportunities do we have to testify of Christ? How have you been blessed as you have been a witness or have heard others be witnesses of Jesus Christ? How did the priest and Sadducees respond to Peter's sermon? See Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. They had Peter and John arrested. How did the multitude respond to the sermon? See Acts chapter 4, verse 4. Why do you think these two groups responded so differently to the same sermon? What does our response to the words of church leaders reveal about the condition of our hearts? With a healed man standing by, the priests and Sadducees could not deny that a miracle had occurred. Acts chapter 4, verses 13 through 14 and verse 16. Since they had no reason to imprison Peter and John, what did they do instead? See Acts chapter 4, verses 15 through 18. Point out that the Jewish religious leaders had hoped that Jesus and his teachings would be forgotten after the crucifixion. When the apostles continued to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Jewish leaders tried to stop them. How did Peter and John respond to the priests and Sadducees' demand that they stop teaching the gospel? See Acts chapter 4, verses 19 through 20. What are some circumstances in your life that might require similar courage and being a witness for Jesus Christ? After Peter and John were released, they returned to the members of the church and prayed with them. Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 30. What did they ask for in the prayer? See Acts chapter 4, verses 29 through 30. What happened as a result of this prayer and the apostles' subsequent actions? See Acts chapter 4, verses 31 through 35, chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. 4. The apostles continue to preach and heal with great power. Read and discuss selected verses from Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 42. When the apostles continued to preach and work miracles, the priests and Sadducees cast them into prison. Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 18. How were they released from prison? See Acts chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. What did they do after they were released? See Acts chapter 5, verses 21 and 25. Why did the apostles continue to preach the gospel even after being imprisoned? See Acts chapter 5, verses 29 through 32. What counsel did Gamaliel give to the Jewish leaders who wanted to kill the apostles? See Acts chapter 5, verses 33 through 39. What experiences have shown you the truth of Gamaliel's words? What change did the gift of the Holy Ghost bring about in the apostles? Compare Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 through 56, and verses 69 through 75, with Acts chapter 4, verses 5 through 21, Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 18, and verses 26 through 42. How can the apostles' examples inspire us to be witnesses of the truth? Conclusion. Explain that after the apostles received the gift of the Holy Ghost, they became powerful witnesses of Jesus Christ. While apostles have a special calling to be witnesses of Christ, each member of the church also has the responsibility to bear witness of Him. Bear testimony that the Holy Ghost can help us know when and how to testify of Christ. As we follow the Spirit's promptings, our faith will increase, our sensitivity to the Spirit will grow, and we will become more effective witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Manifestation of the Holy Ghost at the Kirtland Temple dedication. Explain that an outpouring of the Spirit similar to the one in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, occurred at the dedication of the Kirtland Temple on March 27, 1836. Have a class member read aloud Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verses 36 through 37, the part of the dedicatory prayer in which the prophet Joseph Smith requested such an outpouring. Then have another class member read the following statement, which describes how that request was granted. The prophet Joseph Smith said that at an evening meeting on the day the Kirtland Temple was dedicated, Brother George A. Smith arose and began to prophesy, when a noise was heard like the sound of a rushing mighty wind, which filled the temple, and all the congregation simultaneously arose, being moved upon by an invisible power. Many began to speak in tongues and prophesy. Others saw glorious visions. And I beheld the temple was filled with angels, which fact I declared to the congregation. The people of the neighborhood came running together, hearing an unusual sound within, and seeing a bright light like a pillar of fire resting upon the temple, and were astonished at what was taking place. History of the Church, Volume 2, page 428. 2. The times of restitution of all things, Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Have a class member read Acts chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. What did Peter foresee when he prophesied of a restitution of all things? He foresaw the latter-day restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ through the prophet Joseph Smith. 3. They had all things in common. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Discuss Acts chapter 4, verse 32 through Acts chapter 5, verse 11. Explain that members of the early church had all things common. Acts chapter 2, verse 44. See also Acts chapter 4, verses 32 and 34 through 37. They consecrated all they had so that everyone's needs were met. You may want to compare this with the city of Enoch, Moses chapter 7, verse 18, the descendants of Lehi, 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and the early members of the church in this dispensation, Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verses 30 through 34. How did Barnabas respond to this system of consecrating possessions? See Acts chapter 4, verses 36 through 37. How did Ananias and Sapphira violate this system? See Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. What did Peter tell Ananias and Sapphira about their actions? See Acts chapter 5, verses 3 through 4 and verses 8 through 9. How can we ensure that we are honest with God? Although we did not live under a formal system of consecration, what are we asked to give to God or share with other people? See Omni chapter 1, verse 26, Mosiah chapter 4, verse 16, Doctrine and Covenants section 4, verse 2, and section 119, verse 4, for some examples. How might we sometimes keep back part? Elder Neil A. Maxwell commented, Ananias and Sapphira kept back a portion instead of consecrating their all. See Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Some would never sell Jesus for 30 pieces, but they would not give him their all either. We tend to think of consecration only in terms of property and money, but there are so many ways of keeping back part. One might be giving up money and time and yet hold back a significant portion of himself. One might share talents publicly, yet privately retain a particular pride. One might hold back from kneeling before God's throne and yet bow to a particular gallery of peers. One might accept a church calling, but have his heart more set on maintaining a certain role in the world. In Conference Report, October 1992, page 90, or Ensign November 1992, page 66. How can we overcome the tendency to keep back part? What blessings can come from giving our all to the Lord? 4. Youth activity. Teachers of youth may want to use the process of inquiry training in parts of the lesson. Have class members try to determine the topic of the lesson by asking questions that you can answer yes or no. End of Lesson 28, We Are Witnesses.